be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own. It's 44, episode 44. Can you not hear that?
No. I normally hear the theme.
Oh,
but,
you don't hear the theme. Oh, I know why.
Very quietly.
God, I'm such an idiot. I really am. Really, really big idiot. You know why? Because I had the fucking webcam on. And every time the webcam turns on, it fucks up my entire thing and nothing works. Because everything's going through the webcam.
It's got a microphone on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember.
So, webcam has been disconnected.
Bye, webcam. Bye.
Oh, fuck. Tell you what, man. I'm not having a good technology moment at the moment.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Failed to connect to server. Okay, I'm going to have to go run downstairs really, really quickly.
Cool.
To plug in, well, turn off the stream and then come back upstairs because I forgot to turn on VNC. So, if you wanna...
I'll try and fill.
Yeah. Cool. I'll be right back.
Cool, man.
Okay.
So, I assume that we are actually broadcasting. I don't honestly know. However, that doesn't matter. It's the 19th. Something like that of October, and this is another episode of Hacker Voice Radio. Welcome! You are welcome here! So, what have we got? Not a lot! In the words of Paul Daniels, he's a strange little midget magic man. Right, here's something for you, something I think you'll find interesting. Courtesy of the BBC News, which has a lot of good shit. Broadband net gets stratospheric. How the hell do I pronounce that? I don't know, but I'm going with it anyway. Now, the latest broadband delivery system has seen researchers looking up to the skies to provide super-fast internet access via airships. Sounds cool already. Airships in the stratosphere beaming back broadband capable of speeds of up to, and brace yourselves, if you're not sitting down, sit down, capable of speeds up to 120 megabits per second.
Wow. This is
how about that?
That's the balloon you're talking about, yeah?
Yeah. This is crazy balloon shit they're sending up into the stratosphere that they think will give us wireless broadband of up to 120 megabits per second. They pulled a test of this and they got it up to a constant data rate of 11 megabits per second. So it's kind of like a standard wireless LAN.
Yeah.
That kind of speed. But bloody wireless internet.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And they say now that they've done the 11 megabits trial, they can push it to 120.
Hmm.
Holy flipping smokes.
Yeah.
I creamed in my pants when B, the ADSL operator, promises 24 megabits.
Yeah.
They can do 120. 20 wireless. Yes, please. I'm trying not to sweat. The tests in Sweden say that this could become a reality within 3 to 5 years. Oh, baby, oh, yes.
I'll tell you what, man. There's going to be balloons flying fucking everywhere. I'm going to have one on my window. I don't know. I'm going to attach one.
I'm going to move house to where the balloon is. Basically, that's it. I'm having my house right under one of these flippers. 120 megabits per second, that is insane.
Yeah, man. Oh, sorry, I just got a text from my boss.
Oh, good news or bad? You're fired!
You're fired! Hope to see you soon.
I work for Donald Trump. Can you imagine that though? Wireless internet that fast.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Can you imagine how... Oh man, it's just going to be ridiculously, ridiculously good. I was going to talk about this. I wonder how it's actually going to work. Do you see what I mean from a technical point of view?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to work on a hub switch or something like that network. But it's fucking... I don't care, man, as long as I've got a 128 megabyte connection, man, to a fucking balloon in the sky.
Leave all the technicalities to the guys who are providing it for us, you know.
Oh, man. So how's your day been?
Insane.
Feeling any better?
Yeah, back on my feet, as you are yourself, sir.
Yeah.
Feeling better. It turns out neither of us have the bird flu. Woohoo!
Oh, so. Yeah, I've been feeling much better. I've overcome whatever I had that yesterday.
Mm.
But yeah, sadly I'm affected by other health issues which have been bugging me all day. Yeah, in news today, now something I'm really interested in is part of my hobby is space flight exploration. Now many of you would know about the International Space Station. Oh my god, hacks.
Is that the International Space Station calling?
Yes. Well, I just missed that call, I guess. Try again, whoever it is. The International Space Station attempted to do an orbit-raising burn today. The engine failed 3 minutes into the firing. Further burns are cancelled until they figure out the problem. And meanwhile, the station continues to lose approximately a kilometre of altitude every week.
But
a rate increasing as the orbit decays. Now, yeah. I've been playing around with a game called Orbiter. Now, this is a fantastic... I don't know if everyone's played, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2000, something like that.
Not personally.
Yeah, basically, it's like a flight simulator game. The only limitations of Microsoft Flight Simulator is you cannot go into space. Now, this game allows you to travel into space. All right, you can literally. Hello.
Hello.
Ah. I wonder who that is.
I couldn't imagine.
It might be our good friend.
Blabbering, blabbering, blabbering. Don't worry, of course. I'm.
How's it going, man?
It's going well. Cool.
Yeah, just talking about the International Space Station.
Oh yeah, they failed to free up its orbit.
Yeah. Now, I've been playing a game called Orbiter lately. It's a fantastic space flight simulator where you have a variety of spaceships to choose from, Atlantis or some crazy new age ones that haven't really been invented yet. You can take a mission to the moon. You can literally fly to the moon, land on the moon and orbit, go back, and it features the International Space Station. Now this thing is fucking huge, okay, in this game. It's all to scale and everything. It's very, very realistic. And I was docked on the International Space Station and I accidentally fired the thrusters and managed to deorbit the International Space Station, returning it onto a fucking collision course with the Earth, and it basically broke up in the atmosphere. So I'm thinking, if something like this is happening to it, it's not going to take long before it is in a really kind of dodgy orbit. But it's an amazing thing.
Let's hope they get people off of it before that.
Yeah,
happens.
Actually, the funny thing is, there's actually a mission where you do a Save the Astronauts one. And they're all in a bad trajectory, and they're all going to pretty much die if you don't dock and save them. And I haven't actually ever been able to manage to save them because the thing just flies so quickly away from me. So hopefully they're better than me.
I should hope.
Yeah.
Maybe they have the experience. I don't know. And again, their track record not looking so good right now.
Yeah, man.
Just while we're on the subject, if anyone wants more information on Orbiter, as just mentioned by Belial, go to www.orbitersim.com and check it all out there.
It's a free game. You're free to download it. It takes a little bit of setup time, but it's really quite a cool game to play. You'll figure out, like, I'm like, I don't know how to fucking control this thing. It's going into a spinning thing and it's going to crash any second. Pretty much, that's what it's like the first few goes. But once you figure out the controls and thrusters and fucking reverse and all this kind of stuff, you'll get a feel of it.
It looks fantastic. I've only just found this once you mentioned it and I googled
it. It's really the closest thing you'll ever get to being in space. It really is that realistic. It's not a game.
Speak for yourself, Nate.
Well, okay. I mean, it's not a game at all. It's an actual realistic simulator. So
great.
Yeah.
And the more realistic it is, the more times you're going to crash the game.
Yeah, exactly. And what did I manage to do? Well, I managed to do a successful re-entry about 3 times. I managed to dock with International Space Station 2 times. And the rest of the times, I just kind of died and killed everyone.
Killed the
amount of times I managed to kill my crew is just unbelievable, man.
I'm not letting you fly my spaceship.
Well, I was going to have you a crew member on the USS Psionic, but we certainly won't be putting you on the flight control.
Yeah.
Oh, and maybe a weapons officer or something.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. I could do that shit.
Fire the torpedoes, Mr. Belial!
Well, you just seem to be awfully good at killing people, so...
Yeah. I do that by default, so, you know. New Vio is made of carbon fiber. Now, I love carbon fiber. I mean, anything that's carbon fiber, hell yeah. Sony has released a new series of the Vio TX laptops in order for a stronger, thinner, lighter model of laptops. Now, the first... Vios were pretty cool, but they were heavy and plagued with physical problems. Now, you know, you could, if you dropped it, it's dead basically. Something's gone wrong with it.
Most laptops
are that. Yeah, well, some more than others. And this one is made completely out of carbon fiber. Now, that's just going to be fantastic. It's going to be
bulletproof?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think it's going bulletproof, but it's definitely going to be very resistant to shock and all that kind of stuff. So, anyone who is prone to dropping their laptop, and I know quite a few people, myself included, it's definitely cool.
It's quite a looker as well.
Yeah.
Sexy little thing.
And I like the model as well, who's modeling the laptop.
I was actually looking at BIOS the other day.
Yeah.
There was a very small one that really caught my eye with that sort of brushed aluminum / titanium, I'm not sure what they use, on the outside, but it was tiny, and I was like, oh, this thing's really cool, but with the size of it, it can't have many specs, and then I looked at it, and it was, you know, fully capable, had like an 80 gig hard drive,
yeah,
a 2-point-something gigahertz mobile processor, a gig of RAM. I was like, wow.
Cool.
Buy what you do for a couple $1,000s.
Right. We have an announcement to make. I guess I'm going to get my ass kicked if I announce it too soon. Something about, I don't know, season 1 and something you can buy. I don't know.
Something on DVD.
Something on DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically...
They announced it last night, anyway.
Oh, I did, sorry. See how fucked I was? That's how fucked I was. Okay. Basically, we are going to be releasing the first ever Season 1 Hacker Voice Radio DVD to buy. The cover has been completed, or at least the front cover. It's looking very cool. So we should be listing some few more things on it and getting it printed sometime soon. All credit goes to Ionix for the front cover design, and all manufacturing goes to Planet.
Hi.
So I guess it leaves me with I don't
Mounting.
Know distribution maybe, or I don't know. Oh, I'll collect the costs.
You know what we should do? We should have a name the episode contest.
Yeah.
Ooh. Have people email in their suggestions on what we should name each episode on the back cover.
Yeah.
With 41 of them.
Yeah.
It takes us a good amount of time to listen to them all.
Oh, yeah, man.
Let her name.
It will take a long time to listen to them all.
We could do something along the lines of a person who gives us the most episode titles might be able to get a free or discounted copy.
Yeah, yeah.
Along that line.
Yeah, man.
Good stuff.
Definitely. So that's just been announced, a new competition. If you name as many of the episodes you can with interesting names, you get a discounted copy of the Hacker Voice DVD set featuring all the episodes, plus some extras, plus some secret features as well. So, yeah.
Nah, screw the discount. I'm throwing in a free copy.
Okay.
Here and now. Absolutely free, including posting.
Including yes. Posting. Wow.
Including posting and a jiffy bag. Yes,
and
sir.
And a jiffy bag.
Oh. I'm feeling generous.
What about the ink that you've used to write the address on?
It's very, very expensive ink, and I need to be repaid for it. No, ink included.
Cool. Fantastic. So, yes, you will get a free. Free! That's free as in beer copy.
Hey!
Yeah.
So, hit us up with the email.
Yeah.
Listen to the old episode, coming up with clever ideas of what to call them. Anything with a sci-fi theme will be taken with special consideration.
We like it very much.
Now, we were talking at the beginning of the episode about the Wi-Fi balloons that are going to be orbiting the UK pretty soon. Now, I think that's a fantastic idea. I really don't see how exactly it's going to work, if you see what I mean, because a balloon is very vulnerable to wind currents. Now, we get our fair share of windy weather, so I'm a bit puzzled, okay? Because
I suppose they could be tethered.
They're going to be in the stratosphere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they found a way to do it cheaply enough so they
maybe
could
like
send
a
the whole
really,
bunch of muscle.
Really, 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 really long cable.
A Cat 5 cable just going to the moon.
Yeah. Like, loads of little fucking repeaters along the way.
Well, just dangling out the sky.
They're going to set it up, and you would network, they'd want to connect the balloon.
Yeah.
As well as connect to the ground.
I mean, if they're already there, like, in the stratosphere, could you not just, like, run a cable all the way up to... Or, like, I mean, I'm thinking about connecting the International Space Station up to the internet. I presume it already is, to some extent.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could get some, like, live webcam feeds from there and, like, communicate to...
Lord, where's my number?
To astronauts.
Interesting fact, I've actually listened to communications from the International Space Station.
Right. As in, you've scanned, didn't it? Or
huh?
Legally your devious ways.
No, completely legally.
Okay.
Basically with a mid-range... scanner that you can purchase at Radio Shack.
Right.
And a homebrew unidirectional antenna. Let me just fire up my scanner so I can tell you what the frequency I think is.
See, this guy never stops to amaze.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It was good to speak to
your
dad last night.
137.6. Is an NOAA weather satellite. That's the downlink satellite. Oh dear. I'm going to have to do some research on this. I've got about 450 frequencies saved on this thing.
Wow.
But, no, if you catch it, there's Statscape.
Right.
Is a freeware program you can run on your computer, which can track any number of satellites.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, the ones that aren't supposed to exist.
Yeah.
In their orbit, and When the International Space Station comes around, you can actually tune into the frequency of their audio and video download.
Yeah.
Decoding the video is kind of difficult. There are decoder programs out there, but for the audio, you can get straight audio.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I was listening to them, they were talking to one of their, I don't know, Houston-like bases.
Yeah.
And the base was reading off the readings of what they said that their instruments were saying.
Right.
And then the astronaut was reading off what the actual instruments were saying, and they were checking them to make sure they were right.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Boring listening, but really cool.
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to get myself some of that shit.
Yeah, well, with about, $200 scanner or yeah. Ham radio. With a ham radio, if you get a license, you can actually talk to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what do they transmit on it? Is it just like radio waves, or is it microwaves, or?
It's a radio spectrum. It's somewhere between 400 and 500 megahertz.
Right.
It's like a low band radio spectrum. They have a powerful transmitter.
Yeah,
and
no shit.
You need to have like a unidirectional receiver.
Yeah.
But if you know where in the sky they are.
Yeah.
Then you have a clear day, obviously.
Yeah.
You can point the thing at it and actually receive signals.
But how would you go about communicating to them? I assume you can't just jump on their band and go, "Hey guys, listen to some of this."
Well, you actually can.
Really? I mean, could you like broadcast Hacker Voice episodes to them? Like, you know, they're just chilling out, floating in space, eating their dehydrated food, and just, you know, rocking out to some Hacker Voice.
I think that actually might be able to be arranged.
Yeah?
They do have certain time periods, I think, when amateur radio enthusiasts can contact them.
Right.
And talk to them, and I'm not sure how frequent these things are. But I know they do have them.
It would be pretty cool. I mean, if we could set up an uplink to the International Space Center, and, you know, if they were cool with it, they could listen to some of our episodes.
HVR and safety.
I mean, we could even do a live show if it was possible to, like, set it all up, have it uplinked. You know, we could communicate live to the International Space Center.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
That would be too weird.
Using land-based communication to them without a relay.
Yeah.
You have a very short window of opportunity before they pass overhead and atmospheric disturbance destroys.
Like a few
signal.
Minutes.
Yeah. Because the lower they get on the horizon, the more atmospheric interference you're going to have.
Yeah, definitely.
With the station.
I'm fine with a few minutes. I'm sure I can spit out a lot of information in a few minutes.
I'll put that one on the list then.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think about that planet?
I'd just be too tempted to go
how do
ground
you
control to Major Tom.
Well, I guess you could, you know. I don't think they'd be too upset about that.
I just don't know if I could think of anything else to say.
Well, it doesn't change from, you know, current situation.
True.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd be talking to, like, live astronauts in space.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's a trip.
So could they talk back?
Yeah.
Or is it a one-way thing?
No,
they could talk back,
couldn't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be
they
a two-way.
Yeah.
Wow.
What we'd probably have to do is when they came around the first time, after contacting the proper authorities about, you know,
yeah, exactly.
what we wanted to do, contacting them and setting up the time when they come back around again.
It's just amazingly complex, man.
It's very complex. Yeah. It could take up to like a couple months to set up just because they pass over you once because of the nature of the orbit.
Yeah, shifting. Exactly. Because it's kind of elliptic, if you see what I mean, the way they travel around the Earth.
Not only that, but it's not on a fixed horizon.
Exactly.
So one day they might pass over North America.
Yeah.
No.
The next
and
day they could be passing
later,
over
they'll be
South
passing
Africa.
Over Central
yeah.
America.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about this, I suggest you download Orbiter and have a crack at it. Actually be the International Space Center. And you can actually see the orbit, you can see the altitude, your speed and everything, you can alter the orbit, you can even crash the fucking thing if you wanted to. But yeah, just to actually see what we're talking about and how amazingly complex this entire thing is, do have a go at it.
Also, that program I was talking about, Satscape.
Yeah.
It actually will let you track the International Space Station.
Oh, fantastic.
As well as, this was the primary reason I had it, was NOAA. And GOES weather satellite. When I was down in Florida, I liked to be able to track the storms.
Yeah.
From my house. They're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, exactly. That's fantastic. It's a good project. Yeah. Okay. Cool. I guess you know that can be worked on, looked at later on. You know, hopefully we'll get the all clear. Hopefully we'll get the all clear from NASA. You know, I don't know how too friendly they are about hackers, but I guess, you know.
They probably think we're going to take over the space station.
Yeah, what, sorry?
Missed
out Ionex there for a second.
Oh, I just said they've had some bad experiences with hackers in the past.
Yeah, well, I this is going to be all above board, I guess, you know. It's more of a fantastic opportunity for us and for them, I guess, you know, to be actually talking to us.
I'd just like to say hi, you know.
I think they'd be
thrilled.
We
appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the show?
Yeah, I'd be like, how's the weather up there, guys?
Well, you have now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's... You know, one of the goals is to reach as large of an audience as we can.
And if we reach space...
Mad.
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty cool.
That's one to put in our belt.
Yeah. That's definitely going to be in season 2. Right.
Hackers in space.
Yeah.
Danger, Belial, danger!
Looks like Firefox has topped 100 million downloads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very
fantastic,
good, very
fantastic
good.
News. Whoops. Fantastic news for all you hackers out there. We're going to be releasing... Well, sorry. Something new on the market is something called electronic paper, or e-ink, has been announced.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
It's a breakthrough in flexible electronic paper displays. The new display, which is a 100 dpi resolution and only 300 microns thick, should I say, has the potential of truly changing the way we read our information. Now, it looks like this will be initially released in... video display advertising in glossy magazines. So literally when you're flicking through the papers, you will see a fully animated video playback of a advert. Later on, when this technology becomes more less costly, you'll be seeing it. Sorry, go on.
I wonder how easy it's going to be to take one of those pages.
Yeah.
And, like, make a monitor out of it.
Probably very difficult. Because it's literally like 300 microns thick. It's very, very small. And then later on, as the technology becomes cheaper and cheaper, you'll be able to see it as a stunning brand, like flash front like the first page of a newspaper will be animated. And later on, it's just going to be like in clothing. I can imagine this being in books. You know, like the front cover will be like a movie. DVDs, everything. It's just going to be like, you know, when you see those funky sci-fi films, you have the like the image on the book or something like that. That's basically what we're looking at from now in the future. Although the first prototype is actually black and white. It's a monochrome display, which I should think is fucking amazing just to be able to make something like that. Maybe later on they'll develop a color version of it.
Well, I mean, you can still run a terminal in monochrome.
Yeah, but just imagine pornos. Okay, the magazine actually plays as you flick through the pages, man.
Cool. Well, that would be the end of the TVD as we know it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, I'm definitely going to be keeping that on a lockdown.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Any news from the States or from Planet?
States first.
Hello?
Hello.
Any news from UINX?
Not really. Just an interesting thing that I've noticed on public radio in the United States recently. I would say that up to a third of the stories are about technology and human rights in China.
Right.
And I found it very interesting.
Hmm.
A little disconcerting, but interesting.
Yeah. Well, as we know, you know, the great firewall of China.
Indeed.
Which way are the news stories based? Which way are they focused, if you see what I mean?
They've actually been very objective in their reporting.
Right.
Like, they don't really push too many moral implications of what's going on. In
right.
But there was an interesting one the other day on National Public Radio here. Where they interviewed a gentleman who was the head of Microsoft in China for a while, and he's written a book, and it's interesting. He was talking about the kind of questions that he can answer and the kind of questions that he can't or simply refuses to due to the fact that he doesn't want to be locked in a cell.
Wow.
And it just seems... Well, it seems to me a bit odd that a person would have to censor themselves to the extent that they're afraid that they'll be locked up if they say something to international media. The basis of the whole thing was that right now in China, because the government is starting to realize that despite the fact that their Great Firewall is in place, it's not going to stop anyone from doing anything.
Sure.
What they're starting to rely on is scare tactics so that people self-censor themselves.
Mm.
Using the philosophy of the greater good and what's good for Chinese society as the basis of their
I think in season one, a few episodes down the line, we mentioned how they were introducing kind of laws that you can't play violent video games and stuff, and you could only play them for a certain amount of time, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, and like, it goes much farther. One of their biggest problems right now are the blogs.
Yeah.
Because
you're giving people a voice, you know, they're able to speak, which is something they don't want, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's that they do want the void. They just don't want to talk about certain things.
Oh, no, yeah. They don't want to talk about how your government is, you know, constricting your rights and slaughtering millions of people.
No, of course not.
But, you know what would be cool if we could
really
if we
want
could
to get
in
into
touch.
Talking about people constricting rights and slaughtering millions of people. Let me just give you a little bit of rant on the U.S. I mean, that was a half joke. I'm not actually going to.
It'd be cool if we could get in touch with some of those Chinese hackers out there.
I'm working on it. They're they're a bit more underground than the rest of us, you know?
Yeah, well, they'd have to be, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Do I?
Okay. For UK news, looks like our nice friendly giant, Google, is dropping Gmail. They are in a fight with a legal battle over the name Gmail, which is supposedly copyright is owned by another company. So they're changing every new sign up to googlemail.com instead of gmail.com.
Fucking kidding.
No, I'm not kidding you. They're in a vicious battle between some other company that owns Gmail, and they will have to either fight them to the death and still keep Gmail, or, well, they are going to have to change every new sign up to googlemail.com. So, my name
in the
at
UK,
googlemail.com.
Though, not internationally, though.
Sorry?
Is it just in the UK or
just
is this
the UK.
International?
Yeah,
just the US, UK. Yeah, I did say just UK news, but anyway. So they're going to be that's fine. They're going to be changing that for you guys. So anyone that is already registered with them, that's cool. If you haven't, register now, sort of thing. Otherwise, you'll have to be telling. Yeah, it's not Gmail. It's Google Mail, but it's Google as in Google mail, and yeah, it's just going to be really confusing, man, because you just want to type in Gmail and be done with it. It's probably the shortest thing ever from, I don't know, who provides a shorter one? Maybe some weird ISP has like a three-letter acronym, I don't know. But yeah,
well, how do you spell mail without AI?
Sorry?
How do you spell mail without AI?
Well, it's M-A-I-L.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You wanted to get it to three letters.
No, it's gonna be Google Mail. But as in G-O-O-G-L-E mail at .com. Which is gonna suck.
Yeah.
It's gonna be confusing because everyone's used to gmail.com.
Yeah, that's
really?
That's
basically
that's what I was kind of saying, but yeah, probably.
Do you know what company
well.
Is doing this?
No, they haven't. They haven't released a statement. I guess I could research it a bit, but I just was a bit too busy.
They need their ass kicked.
They sure do. Right. Oh, I don't even think we mentioned the fact that iPods have released a video version of their thing. I mean,
no,
Apple
we skipped over that.
Yeah, too right. Fucking shit, man.
Basically, it looks like a normal iPod that will play video. Whoop-de-doo, Basil!
Yeah.
Now, first of all, here's the problem I have with it. Yes, I do have something prepared on this in the back of my brain.
Cool.
Stand back, put your tin helmets on, and duck and cover. When the iPod was released, there was a great big crime wave of people mugging other people because they had the white headphones, which symbolised that they had a 300 quid MP3 player in their pocket. Now, if you've got any sense, you'll change the headphones and you'll use a shit pair from Maplin's. And keep your nice, shiny iPod tucked away, and hopefully anyone with a knife will think you've just got a shitty old Walkman, and they won't mug you. Now, the problem with a video iPod is this. In order to watch video on it, you have to get it out and show it to everyone, and sit there staring at your iPod going, oh look, I'm watching the latest episode of Desperate Housewives. While you're there, with the headphones on, not listening to what's going on around you, what's going to stop someone from coming up to you and going yoink and taking it away? Probably with a punch in the face as a courtesy. This is what I don't get about the PSP as well. It's an expensive piece of kit, and if you're going to use it in public, you're basically saying, hi, look what I've got, mug me now. So
that's why I carry an SA-80 in my pocket. Sorry.
So
there's now a new law in Florida that makes it completely legal to use lethal force if you feel that you or your property are in imminent danger. So if somebody tries to mug you, you have every legal right to shoot them in the face.
That's cool, man.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm staying in England.
I'm moving to USA.
Also, as a part of this law, they've made it completely legal for every citizen to carry a handgun in the state of Florida, so long as it is in plain sight at all times.
Oh, yeah, baby.
In plain sight?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, if you have a hip holster with a Glock 9mm in it, you can walk into the grocery store fully armed, locked and loaded, with your PSP or video iPod, and God help anyone who tries to take it.
I'm moving to Florida. I'm buying a gun holster, and a fucking Uzi. I don't care if I don't care if it doesn't fit in the gun holster.
Well, the thing about the Uzis is they're not classified as a handgun.
Oh, man, but you put it in your hand and you can fire it from your hand, so technically it's a handgun.
It has to do with the fully automatic nature of it.
Oh, come on. I can fire one bullet at a time, but in
Hear
the space
out.
Of 4
in
seconds.
Order to carry that public, you just have to apply for a federal firearms permit.
And no, that'll be cool.
That'd be cool.
Is that difficult?
Oh, how quickly can I get to the US? I guess I have to apply for a visa or something stupid like that.
Purpose of visit, holiday, business. You have guns. I want to live here.
If actually, you know, given the current administration, that might be a valid reason.
Yeah.
I'm expatriating because we don't have guns.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, kid, you're in. And if you can believe it, North Carolina and the state of Texas have looser gun regulation.
Yeah.
Than even Florida.
Yeah.
What I do have to say about it is this. For one, it's kind of scary. And for two, I did notice that in 1997, Texas passed a law that made it legal for motorists to shoot carjackers.
Right.
And within a month and a half of them passing that law, carjacking was down in the state of Florida, or Texas, rather, by 87%.
Because they were all dead.
Well, it was just no longer a viable...
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, seriously.
Path.
If you're going to jack somebody's car and they're legally allowed to shoot you in the head, would you do it? Unless you were a real crackhead, okay? At least then you're doing a good thing for society, okay? You're getting rid of the crackheads. For anyone else, like, you know, let's say somebody's really down and out and they're considering stealing somebody's car and they've got no money, they've got, like, thousands of pounds of debt. I think they'll be thinking twice of doing it, okay? Because they'll lose their life. But anyone else who's got a death wish, you know, you're pretty much cleansing society right there. Maybe I've got a kind of maybe an extremist way of looking on things, but... Yeah.
Yeah, perhaps, but
I mean, seriously,
you know,
seriously, if you were in a life or death situation, and the law legally entitled you to protect your own life, whichever means necessary, I think that's great. I think that's fantastic. Okay. I mean, loads of people will be like, no. You know, come on, think about this. But if somebody had a fucking knife to your throat and said, "Give me everything you've got," you really want to be protecting yourself right there and then, okay?
Well, see, the lovely part about this law is you can hand over their wallet, and when they turn around to run away, you can shoot them in the back of the head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Is that legal if they're running away?
Boom! I don't know. There's many arguments for and against. Personally, I do think that if you start outlawing guns, only criminals are going to have them. Kind of by definition.
Yeah, I mean, like in the UK, okay, it says nobody is allowed to carry a weapon. There's actually a new law coming into place which will affect me quite strongly. It says nobody is allowed to possess, sell, or trade replica or weapons or items that look like guns. So this could be your simple kind of lighter or what I have, an SC-80, various other things I have kind of thing, and you know, just my possession.
Airsoft,
yeah, exactly, because maybe even paintball guns, because they really, I mean, come on, alright, they're fucking huge canister and a hopper on top, but some stupid idiot could mistake them for a gun, so I kind of think
in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Not only that, they will hurt. Now, I think that's ridiculous, because every other human being in the world, in the UK, will be like, right, fuck that, I'm not going to attempt to buy this stupid toy gun or whatever. This will include me as well. I'd be like, considering how am I going to get rid of this thing, or how am I not going to show it to anyone, or whatever, you know what I mean? And it will maybe stop me in the future of purchasing another airsoft gun, or maybe something even cooler, which means that I just won't be able to get hold of it. So it's going to isolate everyone except for the criminals that already have weapons. And it's not going to stop them from getting weapons, because I can just go down to Brixton and buy one for like £40. I mean, it's been proven before, I think, and actually a reporter, a journalist, did that once and just bought a like 9mm Glock or 9mm fucking handgun or something like that, so...
Yeah, I mean, if you want them, they're out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
regardless of law.
If you're gonna like buy a gun, you're pretty serious about getting them. Nothing's gonna stop you. You know, it's not like, oh, I can't go to Dixon's anymore. You know,
they're not even all that difficult to make.
Yeah.
Ammunition's a bit more difficult to make, but.
I mean,
you have the risk of a barrel breach or something.
Sure. I mean, if you're really serious about killing someone, the law isn't really going to stop you, okay? If you're really serious about protecting yourself, now the law is going to fuck you right over. I really don't see why we're not allowed to carry some sort of protective weapon on ourselves. You know, it's, I really don't see why not.
What are the laws as far as like knives or edible batons?
Out of action, man. You're not allowed to have no form of I think it's over 3 inches, under 3 inches, it's still classified as a dangerous weapon, I guess. You know, even a multi-tool could get you a sentence.
Those aren't weapons; those are tools.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous.
Like I have a pocket knife.
Yeah.
4.5 inches long. I've never used it to cut a person, but I've opened many a box. You know, whittled sticks. You know. That's the thing.
What if
your livelihood is like you're a butcher?
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
And you have to carry your tools with you.
Let's say
get Nick.
Planet lived a few blocks down the road from me, and he calls me up saying, I don't have. One of those cutting knives or whatever, and I'd be like, yeah, sure, I'll bring mine over. So if I was on the way to him, to his house, and I had a knife, in my pocket, obviously concealed, because I wouldn't just be like fucking walking down a road with a fucking meat cleaver, even though as much as I would like to for effect, I'd have to conceal it, and a police officer, randomly stops me, searches me, finds a fucking long six inch meat cleaver, says, what's this for? I'm like, I'm taking it to my friend's house,
we're gonna butcher some chicken,
yeah,
and make some dinner,
we're gonna cut some stuff up, it depends how I'd phrase it. Obviously I wouldn't go fucking I'm gonna cut some stuff up,
I cut you, sucker.
Basically, I'd be pretty fucked there, so it doesn't make sense, man. It's just crazy. I don't know how you see this, Planet. I'm sure you've got your own personal views on this.
Yeah, the thing is, there's two very good sides to this argument, which is basically if everybody had guns, everybody would be cool. But they have kind of tried that in the States, and sorry, but it's not working.
Yeah, no, that's
true. Well,
people
get shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a lot.
That's why you have bulletproof vests. I mean, come on.
Well, we don't all want to be walking around like fucking Robocop just to go to the shops, you know. Obviously, if you're determined enough to get a gun, if you're determined enough to do anything, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
So, I don't see that as really a viable excuse for everybody to be able to walk around with guns.
No, it really wouldn't
work here.
No, I understand. I'm not saying everyone should walk around with guns. I'm saying everyone should have the right to carry protection, like a protective weapon. Now, this could just be a taser, a knife, or like fucking pepper spray, which is really ineffective, actually. It's quite ineffective, but that's what I'm saying, like a less than lethal weapon for your own protection.
What about hunting rifles?
Yes, I mean, the way that the gun laws are affected is that if you're a farmer and you're allowed to possess a weapon under law and you're allowed to fire it, but you're only allowed to fire it on your own land. Like, I could purchase a gun and I would only be able to... No, where is it? Yeah, I can purchase a rifle under law now, but I won't be able to carry it around in a city unless it was dismantled and there was nothing in the breach.
Well, you don't want to be carrying a loaded weapon.
And I'm only allowed to fire it on private land, like in the countryside. Now, that's how the law stands right at this moment. So, I can literally... I know where a shop sells rifles. Like, you know, you can go in there. It's a sporting shop, you know, for, like, sporting rifles, shooting practice and stuff. Because I used to do that a lot when I was a bit younger, because the law was okay then. But now it's changed, so... You know, even then, like, you know, you're not allowed to shoot, and the weird thing is in society, you're looked upon as being really weird if you're interested in marksmanship. I mean, come on, what if you just were really interested in the sport of shooting? I mean, it's a really exciting, exhilarating sport to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Also very meditative.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, there's nothing better than, you know, shooting three rounds into the size of a one pence piece and going, fuck yeah, you know, if I can do that, then let's see what I can do as 100 yards, 200 yards or something like that, you know?
Oh, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit different than everyone packing a piece.
No, I mean,
well, yeah.
That's probably the most extreme thing, but I'm saying, you know, like, let's say you were allowed to carry some sort of defensive weapon. Would your mind not be that little bit at ease?
Yeah, well, if it was that much of a problem, I'd take up Taekwondo or Karate or something like that, and that'd be my defensive weapon.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you can do that now, that's fine. But
yeah.
That's going to prove very ineffective if you are stopped by, like, four guys all toting knives, you know?
Depends on how good you are, really.
Sure, I mean, you could fucking kick ass, and you could, like, murder them all with your hands, but I think the most effective thing would be some sort of paralytic weapon, like maybe a less than lethal weapon or a less than lethal taser. Well, taser, so to speak.
So the problem is, it would fall into the hands of idiots. We've got so many arseholes over here in the UK who would use this on any cat, dog, old woman, young girl, postman, milkman, random passerby they happen to encounter.
I know, they
one thing
of course,
that I have to say is in the United States, you do not want to fuck around with the post office.
No, they'll fucking snap
you. Postal people here, Jesus.
Yeah. No, I
not only do I
completely...
think they're trained in hand-to-hand combat, but, like, they're ready to use it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I get attacked by dogs daily.
But at this moment in time, as the law stands, there's nothing to stop me from purchasing a taser. I can go to my local Army Navy store and purchase like a 1,500 volts, something like that.
Yeah.
Taser.
150,000 volts.
Yeah, that's it. So if I wanted to get that, I can buy it. That's cool. I can even buy, you know, some stupid pepper spray. You know, pepper spray is really quite ineffective. And it's as effective as punching somebody in the face. That's pretty much it. Although that's also fun, but
no. Better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah,
well, you know, it depends if you spray him and then punch him.
Yeah, yeah.
Double whammy.
And then taser them. And then piss.
Well, I mean,
them.
After you spray them, then punch them. Make sure they fall, and then I mean, a good steel-toed boot will do the rest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as I said, you know, you can go to your local, you know, army store, purchase a taser. You can even purchase a semi-automatic pellet-firing handgun. But what you're not allowed to do is carry it back home, which is just the craziest thing ever. I mean, the guy will sell you the thing, take your money, and just forget about it, basically. It's just going
to
be
one of
those.
Will they ship it to your house or something?
Yeah, you can get it shipped to your house. I mean, you can go to the store and buy it, but that's the thing. You're like, I'm carrying this thing, but I've got to get it somewhere you know, home. But it's going to be pretty useless if the only thing you can do with it is keep it in your drawer. You know, you've got to be able to carry it around yourself on your person. And if a police officer stops you, even though it's an illegal thing to carry, I think they might even overlook it because you know it's not an effective killing thing, and you won't be using it to like go ha fuck you sort of thing. It's a one-time use only thing, and it's to protect your own life. So I guess you can kind of wing it somehow.
I don't know, it seems a bit strange to me, a bit foreign.
The law here is just so fucked up. I mean, it's not only just fucked up, it's very confusing. You know, it just changes every so often, and I don't know.
We, in the United States, have a constitutional right to bear arms.
Yeah.
And arm bears.
Yeah.
I mean, for better or worse.
Sure.
I mean, there's plenty of arguments against this, given a lot of the idiots that have guns and really don't care about using them, you know, it does make things kind of scary. Especially in places where, you know, if somebody shoots you, you know, they go to court, they're just like, I was in imminent danger.
Yeah.
This person was threatening my life. And while you're dead, you can't defend yourself.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, if it was just you and them, theirs, then their side of the story is the only one that's going to be heard.
Sure.
And these laws really haven't been hammered out, at least like in Florida, because, you know, it's a brand new law. And until some precedent is set, there's no...
Yeah, I'm sure loads of people will get away with murder. That's the problem, you know. I'm all for protecting yourself, but I'm really against malicious killing of people, you know. I'm not like some crazy psychopath, even though I might sound like it. I'm just saying, you know, if you're put in that position, I'm all for taking somebody else's life, you know. It's not a problem. I'd do it in a fucking flash, you know. As fast as I can pull the trigger, I will get that guy out of my sight because he's attempting to endanger my own freedoms that I possess as a human being.
Well, I had a situation when I was going to college, and I was living in a rough part of the city of Albany.
Yeah.
And one day, it was kind of late, and I'd been coming home from work, probably 11:30, 12 at night, and I had about a 6-block walk from where the bus let me off to where my house was.
Right.
And these two kids came up to me, couldn't have been more than 17 years old. I was guessing that one of them was about 15, one was about 16, and they tried to mug me. One of them was just like, do you have any money?
Which I'm like, yes, I've got loads.
Odd sort of way to start a conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? He's like, give it to me or I'm going to kick your ass. I was looking at him, I looked at the other kid. I was like, I don't have any money for you. And the kid like started towards me, and I happened to be carrying a Smith & Wesson lock blade. It was a SWAT Millennium Edition Teflon-coated.
Nice.
A very nice knife.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled it out. I flicked the thumb screw, and it came out very quickly with that signature snap.
Yeah.
And I said, I have $7. I would really hate to kill somebody over $7. And they said, there's no problem here. You know, we're going to go. I'm like, yeah, you probably should do that.
Yeah.
You're damn fucking straight, there's no problem.
Mm.
And, you know, they left.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a legal knife. It was under the legal limit for the blade size and everything. But it kind of saved my ass from having to, like, physically confront these people.
Yeah, beat the shit out of someone. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about right here. Because if you pull a knife on someone, it's really going to stop them in their tracks. Unless they're a crackhead, okay? Because they will go for you. Only...
At which point they would have gone for me no matter what.
Yeah, exactly, but... let's say, I don't know, a stupid figure, like 87% of the people that might mug you are probably going to be ranging from the age of, you know, 15 to 18, and they really are interested more in taking the money from you and making a fool out of you than actually...
Well, I look like
you
easy prey.
Than actually dying or getting stabbed. So, if you can pull any sort of defensive weapon on these guys... you know, if you try and do some mad ninja moves, I've had this happen before. The most useful thing you can do in that situation, when you're completely unarmed, even if you know some kind of, you know, tactical hand-to-hand combat, the best thing you can do...
Find the biggest one and break him down.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is go crazy. Just go fucking nuts and attract as much attention as you can. Just go fucking... Just, like, start taking your clothes off, you know, do some crazy fucking ninja shit on them and
they will... Tear your shirt off.
Yeah,
start
exactly.
Start punching random things.
Exactly. They will think... First of all, they'll see that people are turning their heads to look at you because you're going fucking nuts, which means that they've just completely... You've ruined the atmosphere. You know, you've completely ruined the atmosphere right there, okay? You've twisted
even
the...
Even if it's late, they're turning on lights, people are looking out their windows going, yeah, what the hell is
precisely,
going on?
Precisely. That will make them stop in their tracks and go, right, I want to get the fuck away from this guy because, you know, no matter... You know, even if you had, like, 6 fucking credit cards on you, it's going to stop somebody from getting at least 5 foot from you because you're going crazy. So that literally will stop any assailant.
I got, in Albany, I also got jumped by 3 frat guys who were just drunk off their ass. Again,
right.
Coming home on the bus late at night because I worked as a waiter. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to defuse that situation. And I ended up hospitalizing one of them.
Damn.
Oh. And it was a bad situation.
Yeah.
The 3 of them just kind of surrounded one. And the smallest one, I think he was pledging, like, this was something he had to do to get into this fraternity or something.
Mm.
They just kept swearing at me and pushing me.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. Like, I was just like, look, I don't want trouble. There's plenty of other people out here. If you want to screw around with them, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, I live 5 blocks from here, I just want to go home. And nobody was hearing reason in anything. And finally,
sure.
I was just like, if you touch me one more time, I'm going to defend myself. And he went to push me. And I've taken a bit of Aikido.
Yeah.
A few years of Taekwondo, 2 years of Judo. Mm. And some private lessons in Jeet Kune Do. And I pulled his arm out of the socket and threw him into the street. He had to roll out of the way from a car hitting him. And then I punched the largest one with a back fist straight to the throat.
Ooh.
And some bouncers came and ended up pulling me away from the kid. And the police showed up, and I explained what had happened to them. And they were just like, wow, you know, it's rare that we come to one of these circumstances where somebody's actually defending us.
Yeah.
And they let me go about on my way. The one kid that I punched in the throat had to go to the hospital because he was coughing up blood.
Nice.
And I never heard about it again.
Cool.
The funniest part is they were TKE. Tau Chi Epsilon,
right.
Fraternity brothers. And a friend of mine from high school, you know, wanted to come up to Albany and visit me and go to the teak house. So
yeah.
We went there and I saw these 3 kids. And when I walked in the door with him, they were just like...
Shitting themselves.
Well, they were weirded out by it, and then they realized I was there with, like, a fraternity brother that was much higher in the ranking than they
yeah.
were. And they were all apologies. I'm like, you don't have to apologize to me. I sent you to the hospital.
Yeah.
I just thought it was your arm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it had to come to that.
Yeah.
You guys should really listen to a person when they tell you they don't want to fuck around.
Mm. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, you know. But for that person that hasn't had any tactical hand-to-hand combat training, they're gonna be losing out. So seriously, you know, I've been in situations before where the only thing you can do is either talk to the person and talk them out of what they're doing. I've received, you know, like heavy punches. Because I was trying to talk them, and then the only thing you can resort to is because your threshold of anger just raises above, and I could say that I have quite a good control over my temper, but sometimes it just flips and you just go fucking mental on these people. So you've got to use everything that you have or your surroundings to your benefit. Now this could be, I mean, I don't know, the thing that you got to do is make a violent situation a very non-violent situation as quick as you can, in various ways of basically paralyzing the person as quick as you can,
or make it so intensely violent,
yeah, so that
their right mind,
yeah,
would want to do anything.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very unfortunate. I really wish we lived in a world where things like this didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, so do I. It's...
Where people did not behave in this way, where we could all just walk around and be who we are and not have to worry because we're walking in a bad part of town on the wrong side of the street. You know?
Yeah.
If you have to face reality, that's not the world we live in.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, I can say London is pretty safe. It's so safe that I haven't resorted to the measures of having to carry any sort of protective weapons. I did used to at one point, but then I stopped because I saw that I didn't come across a situation at the time where I really needed to use one. And even when I did get into a situation, I didn't actually have to pull a knife out. Because you have to assess it, you know, what you're getting into at that time. The only problem I see in London is that if you are attacked, and I don't know if Planet might back me up on this, even if you defend someone and you do some serious damage to them, you could actually be sued, and you could be the one in prison instead of the guy.
Depends on the situation, obviously, and if the police are there, first of all, and if whoever got the worst end of the beating, no matter who started it, decides to press charges.
Yeah, I mean, what might happen is, you know, they see a guy on the floor bleeding, and you standing there, quite shaken, going, this guy just tried to mug me. This guy just tried to mug me. And he'd be going, oh, this guy assaulted me. So, you know, you could be taking the thing in two ways, and you could be pretty fucked. So, it's like, even your own defense cannot save you in that kind of sense, which I think is kind of bad. But then,
well, that's the same as any situation when the police show up and there's no witnesses, there's you and this other guy.
Yeah.
There's your word and there's his.
Yeah, so hopefully...
He's the one on the floor.
I mean, do expect to be arrested in that situation, but hopefully they'll be able to backtrace, you know, his background, see that he does have a criminal background. You know, you go over your story in precise detail, and he basically lies, which is, you know, police are pretty good at picking up those kind of things.
And there's a lot of CCTV around
these days. Which in some ways can help you. So,
it'd save you in that situation.
Yeah, so if a CCTV camera did pick up on what was happening and did see you kicking their ass, which is pretty cool, because, you know, the police officers, you know, they get something cool to see.
Can I get the video of that?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, do you mind if I have a copy of that? Because I'd love to show it to
I'm going to put that in my best stuff.
Yeah. But yeah,
well, that's another thing, is like with the situation with the frat guys, for instance.
Yeah.
The kid whose arm I dislocated when he was interviewed by the police told him pretty much word for word what happened the way that I just told you.
Yeah.
He was like, I was messing around with this kid, you know, I was hitting him, I kept pushing him. He told me if I pushed him again, he was going to do something about it, and the next thing I knew, I was in the street and my friend was bleeding out his mouth. And, like, I do have to say that, like, at least the kid was honest about it.
Yeah, yeah.
If he had said I'd gotten off the bus as a homicidal maniac and attacked him and his two friends, whatever,
you would have been in a different story.
Situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And there weren't a terrible lot of witnesses.
Mm.
It wasn't until the car actually had to swerve and honk his horn and things that people, you know, noticed him.
Yeah.
And also the other thing is with the first situation where the two kids were trying to steal my money, if I had pulled a knife and somebody had pulled a gun, well, they would have had my $7, and I would have been praying for my life.
Sure.
So,
In that situation, I mean, what would you do if somebody pulled a knife on you, and you also had a knife?
I'd pull my knife, and I'd be like, no, do you really want this to go to a battle to the death?
Yeah.
I mean, if you do, I'll have to take it there, because I'm not about to be killed over my money.
Mm.
At that point, I mean, I probably would offer up my money rather than having it go to that.
Mm.
If it's $7,
I don't know.
Fucking hand it over.
From a moral point of view, I would have to defend my person. And if that meant, you know, getting stabbed, then fuck yeah, you know, I'd be all for it.
Over $7?
Well, no, I mean, I don't usually carry seven... I don't usually carry much money around him, but I do carry identification and plastic. So I will protect that.
It depends on the stakes, entirely.
I mean, if...
You know.
If the guy pulled a knife on me and I had a knife, yeah, definitely, man. You know, the adrenaline will be running, you know, my whole fucking mind will be focused on getting this guy as dead as he can be, and that's just basically what my mindset would be at that time in the moment. And I've had a fight to death over an ice cream before, which is the funniest thing ever. This guy was actually like, "I want that ice cream." I'm like, "No, bitch, it's mine."
Yeah, this I'll kill you.
Yeah, this was once in school, and he got really violent, and I was like, "Right, you know, fuck this, you know, hold my ice cream for a second while I fucking sort this guy out." So, it's
well, the thing for me was that I've never had much,
yeah,
you know, and I've never had like an abundance of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I don't carry much.
$7 were so hard earned for me, you know? Mm. And for somebody to take it from me over a threat of violence.
Yeah.
You know, not even real violence, it seemed entirely unacceptable.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, you know, I don't carry much money, but the money I would carry is the money I've earned, like, legally. This guy is trying to steal it off me. And I've got my plastic on there, which means, you know, you could just go into a shop and maybe... Well, no, you can't really fake my... Well, you could fake my signature, I guess. Yeah,
well,
it's
really
just...
They don't really check that much anyhow.
No, I mean, it's something...
At least that's insured, though.
Yeah, but I mean, the pin... A pin and chip... Chip and pin is pretty good. No, sorry.
Yeah.
From a moral standpoint, I guess, you know, I saying all this now, you know, preaching about how I would do it, defend myself, you know, if something came, I really would do it, you know, I'd stand by my word, basically. Many people have different views on this kind of things, so I don't know. I mean,
I mean, the one way of looking at it is it's only money.
Yeah.
But then when you think about the way that you actually make that money.
Yeah, but it's you know, not really only money, I mean, come on, it's...
I mean, that's your time, and that's your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, it's put in, you know, pounds or dollars.
Yeah.
And I disagree with that entirely, but that's the way the world works.
I mean, what would you do, Planet, if, let's say you had a knife, and you had your wallet with your credit cards and all that stuff, and maybe you had, like, I don't know, you have, like, 50 quid on you, and this guy pulls out a knife?
Well, the stakes are a bit different there from $7, so probably kick off.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, let's say you had 50 quid, all your cards on you, and your phone, and your car keys, and...
Yeah, the money itself isn't much, but the other things, such as the cards, the phone and the keys, they're part of your life, things that you need to carry on and do your daily stuff.
That was my lunch and dinner for
the
next day.
But, I mean, you had a knife on you, and the guy's got a knife. And you are pretty cool with using a knife to protect yourself. Like, what would you do right there? Would you actually say, right...
Rip out the knife.
You would?
Yeah.
Cool, okay.
Because those stakes are different from $7.
No, yeah, I'm,
you know, I'm not saying I'll roll over for anyone who comes near me and says, I want your money.
No, I mean...
I'm just saying if someone has a knife and they say, I want your money and I've got $7, they can have it.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth the time and effort to fucking argue with them.
But, like, on a day-to-day thing, you usually carry, you know, let's say, more than 20 quid on you.
No.
No?
Like, I don't want our listeners mugging me.
No, I'm just saying, like...
Not after tonight's show.
Yeah, exactly.
I carry a machete.
Yeah, in your trouser leg. That's why you walk funny.
And I called it Little Planet.
Yeah. That's why I walk with a limp, because I've got a shotgun down my leg.
Bad boy limp.
Yeah.
That's not why I walk with a limp.
No, it's because you've got your third leg going down that way.
Yeah, it's all about the situation.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was just the $7 for my lunch and dinner for the next day.
No, fair enough, man.
Now, I had just gotten done earning that money. You know? And I was exhausted. And it took me as a very large affront that somebody
You're not going to see that $7 again, you know. It's,
yeah, if it's that's your next meal, then it's worth kicking this up.
Yeah, man.
tosser's arse for, yeah. You know. So if it's like loose chains that you would have lost down the sofa, then yeah. Sod it.
Well,
you know.
Sure. I mean, for me at that time, I know $7 isn't really much, but yeah. I mean, that was my food budget at
sure.
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
If somebody wants to deprive me of eating, well...
They can fuck off.
Yeah, they can. Exactly, they can fuck off. You know, on the other hand, if the guy had, like, pulled a knife or a gun, I don't know. I would have tried to distance myself from them.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the hospital costs.
Yeah.
Weighing in the whole thing. And that's going to cost a hell of a lot more than $7 just to get stitched up.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing you said...
States, yeah, definitely.
You said as well, what he came at you with was the threat of violence.
Yeah,
not actual violence. So yeah. That, again, is quite
yeah,
different.
Exactly.
It's just some guy mouthing off, you know, trying to be a big shot. So.
That happens a
yeah.
lot in England. And
yeah.
The best thing you can do is just fucking ignore them, you know. I have many a situation where my threshold's kind of broke and I've, you know, and you start that conversation with them and it always results in, you know, something... But you just got to walk away, basically. Just walk away. It's not worth it. It's not worth your time and effort. Obviously, if they lay a hand on you, then the situation kind of completely changes. You know, obviously, if they make physical contact with your person, you know, then the situation has changed. It's a completely different
environment.
Well,
that's another thing. I mean, how much do you really want to turn your back on somebody
yeah.
who's threatening to punch you?
No, I mean, you wouldn't walk away with turning your back. Obviously, you'd walk away sideways or something like that. You know, there's many ways of doing it to protect yourself. Because
yeah.
if you turn the back away, you're going to hear footsteps. Next thing you know, you'll have a fucking foot in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just never ceases to amaze me what people would rather do than work.
Yeah. Ah, well. Sure. Well, I just want to say to anyone, you know, if you want to mug me, I'll fucking kill you.
We can set up.
Don't mug me, I know Belial. He'll kill you.
Yeah,
I'm sorted.
I'm just that crazy, man.
Yeah, I'm fucking... I mean, anyone that knows me, you know, fucking...
You want to dance, little man?
Yeah.
You smell pretty.
I wonder what you look like from the inside.
I want to taste your spleen. That's another thing, crazy talk.
Yeah.
That
might work, actually. I've never tried it. But fuck yeah, if you went all, like, fucking psycho on them. Like, if you went, oh, I'd love to see what you look like from the inside, bitch. Or, you know...
I wonder how you're intestines.
Yeah. Have you ever heard somebody's skull crack? It's a beautiful sound. And you only hear it once. Do you want to hear it? Huh? Do you want to? And then they'll run away.
Ooh, I can taste your liver from here.
Yeah.
Do you have any fava beans?
Oh, man. Or you could say, like, I'll give you this money, but I'm gonna have to kill you. You can have it, but you gotta stand right there and just receive the beating of your life. And
like, alright, I'll give your money, but, I'm gonna need both your index fingers.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to.
Have a collection.
Because of what's happening here, we're gonna have to have a little trade. So I give you my money, and you give me your left hand.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, do you think so?
Can we have a deal?
Yeah. Come on, shake on it. Yeah.
You got pretty eyes. I wonder how they taste.
I think that would work, man. Yeah, definitely. I might just walk
well,
down
see, the
Rick's.
The one thing that I think is the true is the people that are wanting to take your money, they're wanting to do it quickly, cleanly,
yeah,
without a fight and without too much hassle.
And they're usually more afraid of you than you are afraid of them. That's why they're like.
Well, they're looking
that's
for
why
a
they're
person
violent.
That's just gonna roll over.
Yeah, exactly.
They're looking for somebody who's fearful. They're looking for somebody
smaller than them physically
they can exploit, basically.
Yeah.
They're looking for somebody who's weak.
Yeah.
Much like a, you know, an animal is not going to take down, you know, a tiger doesn't take down the strongest gazelle.
No.
You know, they take down the weakest.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, there are times when you're coming home from work, you're exhausted. You know, you've got your shirt untucked and you're sort of stumbling off the bus, just hoping to get home. I'm sure you don't look like much of a threat.
Yeah.
But nobody really wants that kind of trouble.
Sure. Okay, well, we've gone over 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
So, I think we should cut things off right here. Do you think tomorrow's show you might be able to do some of that scanning goodness and TDMF stuff you wanted to talk about?
TDMA, yeah.
TDMA. Are you going to be busy or...?
I'm not going to be terribly busy. I'm going to be spending the night down in the Mid-Hudson Valley today.
Right.
I should be up home in time for the show.
Cool, okay, that'd be good. I really do want to hear what you guys say, so yeah. Unless
yeah.
Planet, have you got anything prepared for tomorrow's show? Or?
No. I want to hear this as well.
Okay, cool. Okay, and then maybe later we can plan to do that episode with David.
Yeah, I've got to send the email yet. Cool. I'm way too lazy.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, good show, if I do say so myself. Talking about things that I enjoy.
Violence.
Yeah.
Violence.
Well, you know, productive violence. And, yeah, so expect to be purchasing some DVDs, you guys.
And one more thing before we go.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening, go and see Serenity.
Yeah, definitely. Go
and see. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, I set Belial on you. God damn it.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
He's on PCP!
I mean, I know he said he'd do it if you mugged it, but he just might do it anyway.
Yeah. It depends how bored I am, you know. Cool. Okay,
it's
well...
It's been a slow day at the office. I think I'll off someone.
Yeah. Oh, man. Right, I think we might finish off with some Rant Radio Industrial Electronic again. Because
okay.
I just like some of that. I think we closed off last night's episode with that.
Yep.
And it was quite a success to my ears.
Which does remind me, hit me up with IRC and I'll get you that MP3.
Fantastic. Cool, well, it's a good night from me.
And me.
And Ionic says good night.